So, welcome again. I'm Coşkun from Istanbul Big University, and my colleague Sinan, again from Istanbul Big University. In fact, Mehmet was going to present this topic, but since he got ill, he got a virus, and he's in the hospital now, we had the task to do the presentation. That's why, first of all, I want to sorry for our pronunciation. So, what I'm going to talk about is the social network analysis package that we are currently progress to implement with Common Lisp. What I'm going to cover in today's presentation is first we should give a first of all we are going to give a notion about the social network analysis. Then we are going to introduce what are we doing now and what are our aims, our future prospects. Then Sinan is going to do two demos. Then we're going to finish our presentation.
Okay, now, first of all, social network analysis is a tool for social scientists, first of all. And this is for quantification of the social relations, but not limited to social relations. First, as an implementation was formally made by Moreno in 1930s, that was about he called it sociometrics, and he was trying to investigate the like-dislike relationship between the children, primary school children. The SNA is once interested in the structure, but not in action, but now using the longitudinal SNA analysis and using hypergraphs is a medium for getting the action. That's also a good tool for evolving structures, how they evolve, the quality of the social network, etc. The applications, first of all, was, as I said, like-dislike relations, trust networks, terrorist networks. This was 1911. Researchers tried to find the relationship between these terrorists, and it was very useful. And now we see that website links, how they are linked together. One research of us was about organization of internet standards. There we saw all these RFCs between internet standards, and we get the picture of this organization of the internet standards. Citation networks, and many others you can think of. So well, what kind of tools are available on the market now? UCINet, which is a very old, but Han is one of the first initiators of this SNA and computer projects. This is a commercial project. PyEK is another one, which is located in Poland. And R project, SNA library. There are of course many others, but I emphasize especially this R project SNA library because it's introduced some ideas to R package. So, well, why in Lisp? So, well, there's one in R, you can write another in Python, but why in Lisp? First of all, the command line driven interaction between the user and the computer is very important for us because the aim is first collect data and then go to the analysis part, and you have to manipulate all this data. Maybe you collect this data from internet and there's some tool on under your hands, so you just collect it. And for example, if you want to get an overview of the Common Lisp news group, and then you can do what? Use an NTP library to get all the emails, email headers, and get a graph representation of these emails, and try who is the leader of the community, or who is the most central person in the community, or whatsoever.
In most of scientific studies, the social networks are represented with graphs. So what we should decide on during this project is to decide how are we going to represent the social networks. So there are two types, which is the graph theoretic notation, which we will introduce in a little. Then the other is the matrix notation. What we mean by matrix notation is maybe you heard of the adjacency matrix. I mean, each edge is represented by one between the row and column nodes. So, I mean, the graph theoretic notation is the one we are currently more interested in, more involved in. We are trying to add some metadata to representation of vertex nodes and edges. During the progress of the project, our aim is to implement as much as we can on some SNA matrix, because there are hundreds of SNA matrix like the degree of centrality or density of graph and so on. So we are currently implementing them one by one. So another further topic for now is visualization and further statistic processing. Currently we are outputting the result to a dot file, then show it with image magic software. Maybe in the future, depending on our output format, we plan to do some statistical research on with R packets. So it's important to have well-defined input format. As far as I mentioned, the metadata that we will consider more is important for us. The current book that we are considering is Wasserman's Social Network Analysis book. As I said, there are hundreds of social SNA metrics. To give an example, this book is more than 850 pages, so it includes many metrics. So we are trying to implement them as far as we can. One important point that we want to emphasize is the software development methodology. We are currently working in the computer science department in the university, so it's an important task for us to be careful about the methodology. So our current methodology is the Agile methodology that helps us and helps others to get in touch with the system and add extra properties to the system. And it's another point that we are going to emphasize in demos, the data-oriented output facilities. Because we are currently working on data, the format of the input data and the output data is important for us. So, Wasserman's style, or most of the social network styles, divides this social network analysis in three parts. Which is the network level. What it means by network level is you are taking the graph as a whole notion, and you do some research on the whole graph. What you mean by you can calculate density of graph, for example. The other one is actor level or node level. What we mean by here is you take metrics by nodes, and you calculate metrics for each node. One example for this actor node, actor level is in a recent half research, half popular magazine was there was a paper about the social network analysis, and this actor level, there was an example about this actor level. This is on the most, I mean, we are going to introduce the degree of centrality, that means the edge coming to that node. And in Hollywood, there are about 100 actors researched, and the most star node was George Clooney. And the reason was he's making movies like Ocean's 11, then Ocean's 12, so he's introducing more nodes every time. The other part is the group level. Depending on the metrics that you are trying to do research, we have to do sometimes grouping in graph. That we are going to introduce in a short while. So, as the output, our aim is to also get in touch with graphs, and maybe in the future, not it's implemented yet, we are trying to embed 3D visualization of the complex networks. Current input types may be the matrix file that includes the adjacency matrix, or custom graph data file, which is set up with S expressions in like XML-like stuff, which is similar to Lisp coding style. and maybe sociometrics file. Plus our outputs may be in CSV, that these CSVs, comma separated value files can be used with SPSS are on Usenet. And we have a demo.
Well, first of all, I want to say that social science researchers are really, they really hate computers. Especially in Turkey, they become social scientists because they hate maths or they hate computers. Just reason. So, just for this reason, again, in Turkey, most sociologists are anthropologists. So they don't even try in such computer-involved things. And thus, we have to provide an interface to those researchers, which is easy to implement, command-driven interface. So now I will show how we approach to this thing. What is this? Well, perfect. Oh, sorry. Oops. Well, our package has been loaded. Now, well, this is our new project. And you may want to see, the data file. Here it is. So it's an S expression where nodes are and edges are represented in this file. We read it. So there are 16 nodes and 20 edges. Now is, so maybe I can say it's marriage ties between clans and families in 16th century. So. And
excuse me?
Yes.
You increase the font size.
Oh, of course. Sorry, I'm sorry. Maybe color?
No, color.
Change the color?
Color.
Is it okay? Is it okay?
Can you turn off the syntax highlighting? Because we can't see the yellow and red stuff.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. If I can see that it exists, I can't read it.
Can we dim the whole light?
Yeah.
No need for an expert.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, absolutely fine.
Okay, now. Okay, we have read the data file, and now, at any time as you work, you may save your workspace to some file. This is influenced by the R project object database, and it again includes S expressions, and you may load folks, I don't save it, and you may read it from there. Okay, now, number of contexts is important because at the same time you may have a couple of other social networks which is under analysis. So let's ask how many contexts are there stacked. So there are now zero number of contexts stacked in our session. Now, let's give the summary. Here's the summary. Okay, now, graph name is Florentine, and all the edges and nodes numbers, graph density has been given there, and all the nodes which have degree greater than 1. Oh, well, so this is not that important here, but if you have a graph which where you have many edges, like say 19,000, and then you cannot see them all in once.
5 minutes.
Thank you. And you may save the dot representation of your graph, and you may visualize it using GraphVis. So here it is. So another version of this command lets you see different colors of nodes. For example, Medici is the most central one, so it's darker. etc. And there's another thing. Let's say we are interested in those nodes which have degree of centrality at least two. So intergraph means that now we are in another context. We can see this immediately. Number of contexts. Here it says one. So there is one social network stack, and here is the summary, and here's our subgraph. So these are those nodes: Medici, Tarnobuni, and Strozzi. Strozzi has no relation, there are no ties between Strozzi and Medici, but otherwise. So, we can exit the graph, and then we can ask number of contexts. So, we have got the last graph analysis is now gone. Well, another one is, okay, these are the Debian package dependencies, and there are 20,000 nodes and 90,000 edges there. Now, okay, we read the data file, it takes a while, it seems to be optimized. And very quick, it will be very quick. And sorry. Yes. Now, okay, there are, again, as I said, there are 20,000 nodes and 19,000 edges, so it's impossible to visualize them using GraphViz. So we need only those central nodes.
2 minutes.
Okay, thank you. And those central nodes, here it is, degree of centrality of all nodes. We find degree of centrality of all nodes and save them in a file. And now, the limit of the degree of centrality is 500. We want only those nodes which have degree of centrality greater than 500. Okay.
And I want it visualized to see how it is.
How it does work. Okay, now here it is. As you see, the libc6 library is the most central one. Although all these packages are central for the operation of the Debian GNU Linux system, many of these depend again on libc6. So here's a small demonstration of how you can use SNA package, but it needs further optimization. More SNA metrics, 3D visualization, and more documentation, particularly for social science researchers. Again, immediate aim is to help SNA researchers, and then putting solutions to computational complex problems such as finding LS sets of graphs into a utility package for the community. Now, thank you very much for your attention, and see you next in ECLM.
Next 2000. So we also want to thank you, Mitch, for this video.
We have time for maybe one or two questions. Anyone?
Were you computing those fine graphs on the fly, or were they pre-baked for this demo? The graph at the end, was that computed on the fly or was it sort of pre-baked and ready?
No, on the fly. Okay. So here is the command line. It says use dot.
I know, but I also know spoofing.
yeah, right.
Okay, thank you.